Hi, folks, and welcome to the Empowering Dietitians podcast, where each week I explore a different topic to help you feel more confident and connected to your work as a dietitian. I'm your host, Jess Romola, a registered dietitian, dietitian supervisor, and owner of Empowering Dietitians, where I help burnt out and unhappy dietitians opt out of hustle culture and reclaim their passion and purpose as a human first and dietitian second. After all, we are all more than dietitians. As a reminder, I am still currently on maternity leave, so from now through April, you're getting a special bonus season of the podcast, a look back at the most popular episodes from the past four seasons, along with some new commentary, episode titles, and updates. In February, we're focusing on top episodes from season two. If you missed the top episodes from season one, you can go back to January's episodes for those. Today, we're starting with, honestly, one of my favorite all-time episodes, episode 68, Questioning Your Career Choice, Dietitian. This one goes out to all of the dietitians who are so frustrated with the field that they're considering leaving. It's for all the students who see post after post in Facebook groups about dietitians who are quitting the field and start panicking that they've made a terrible mistake as well. I don't have many edits to share. This is a really strong episode for any fed up, burnt out, or disenchanted dietitian to listen to before making a big decision like a career change. It's not pro-career change or against it. It's simply here to help you identify what's the best decision for you as an individual. Because it's easy to get swept up in the opinions of others, or the shoulds, or the regrets. The key is to tune that out and focus on your own values, your own life circumstances, and your own options moving forward. As an aside, I end the episode with a plug for what I refer to as my new program, quote unquote. It's actually referring to the very first iteration of Abundance, what began as a live group program and has since evolved into a self-paced, self-study course that you can purchase and go through anytime you like. So if you are looking for a little more support, you don't have to wait for me to return from maternity leave. You can get started right now. Learn the ins and outs of your burnout and how to address it, establish better boundaries, try advocating for yourself in a sustainable way, clarify your unique values and what you want out of life, and use all of that information to support the decision of whether or not to stay in the field. Your frustration is valid, and you deserve agency over your own life and career. I hope this episode helps empower you, and know that if you're feeling conflicted, support is out there to help you make the next best step. There isn't a week that goes by that I don't see a Facebook post by a dietitian about how she's thinking of leaving the field. Usually it's nursing or PA school that she's considering because she feels underpaid, undervalued, and she's even lost her passion. In other words, she's fed up. Or maybe it's not a dietitian posting it. Maybe it's a student or intern who's feeling panicked because they had a preceptor or older dietitian tell them it's a mistake to go down this career path and to get out while they still can. It's one or the other, every single week. You'll often also find the comment sections of these posts riddled with dietitians reinforcing this, egging them on in a sense, saying things like, get out while you can, and I'm right there with you. I completely regret becoming a dietitian. Now look. There are absolutely people who become dietitians who later realize they're better suited for different careers or work. I am by no means saying that anyone feeling this way, feeling discouraged and disenchanted, simply needs to reframe their perspective and re-spark their motivation, and everything will be hunky-dory. If you're feeling disconnected from your work, that is a really huge red flag to take a step back and do some reflecting. Maybe this isn't the right path for you. Maybe you would be happier as a nurse or a PA or a chef or a jewelry maker. I'm not making this episode to be a persuasive essay convincing you that you're mistaken and by the end of this you'll have changed your mind and have a renewed vigor for dietetics. I'm making it because it's happening a lot and we need to talk about it, like without an agenda. So first, why is this happening? It's burnout and all of the things that go hand in hand with burnout. What are these dietitians saying in these posts? They're saying they're underpaid. They've got all these student loans and they're barely making enough money to get by, certainly less money than they feel they deserve. This also means they feel undervalued. They're working in an environment where their opinion isn't sought after or respected. They're living in a culture where everyone's got an opinion about food and health. And in our weird dystopian reality that we've got going on right now, having degrees and credentials actually makes these dietitians somehow less trustworthy than Karen down the road who cured her autoimmune disease with this miraculous tincture and diet. Evidence and science is in a lot of circles right now inherently suspect. And so not only are dietitians contending potentially with coworkers and other members of the healthcare team that don't respect what they bring to the table, they're getting scoffed at by friends, families, and legit strangers too. When a human being feels undervalued and underpaid, resentment builds. But being undervalued and underpaid doesn't mean you're totally invisible. You still have responsibilities and work to do, right? So you're still working hard. And as we talked about in an earlier episode, it's likely that you're also trying to prove your worth even harder. Because maybe there's something wrong with you, right? Maybe there's something that you could be doing better to demonstrate your worth. Maybe you need to do more to earn more. That's certainly one of the traps that we can get caught in. But remember, our society and the systems in which we work, they value productivity, but they do not reward it. In other words, working hard doesn't necessarily automatically always lead to better pay and respect. It kind of just leads to more work. See, the reasons we're underpaid and undervalued aren't solely because we're not good enough at demonstrating how awesome we are. Maybe that's part of it. The whole self-deprecation piece I talked about in my episode on imposter feelings and burnout, right? But it's for sure not the whole story. So we can work ourselves into the ground and still be in the same place we were before, only more exhausted. And eventually that exhaustion is going to reach a tipping point for you and you're going to snap. You're not going to be able to keep feeling underpaid and keep feeling undervalued and keep working your butt off and just like be okay. You're going to hit a wall. It's at this point that a lot of dietitians start to think about exiting stage left, choosing a new career with seemingly greener pastures. But before we get to that, let's talk about one of the other reasons a lot of dietitians are thinking about leaving the field. It's a feeling of being out of alignment with their work. Now, this often goes hand in hand with the pay and respect pieces, but it's definitely its own thing. See, dietetics is changing, and how we define a dietitian and our role is so different from what it used to be. Plus, a lot of dietitians are finding themselves diverging from the lessons and perspectives that they were taught in school. And suddenly, their professional practice is at odds with the values and mission and practices of their place of employment. I have many dietitians who have a background in bariatrics, for example, who discover intuitive eating or health at every size and come to me distraught about this dissonance. Or dietitians who have big ambitions for how to make an impact in their communities and their organization, but the red tape that their higher-ups put in place or that are in place from entities like insurance companies or grant funding, they make it impossible. Basically, when your values and your work are thrown out of alignment, you're at risk of disenchantment and apathy. You start to feel like everything is pointless or meaningless. Why even bother? Because you can't make the impact that you so clearly see is your calling or is the ideal or would be beneficial. And so you question whether you made a mistake going into this field at all. Maybe this is all dietetics is, right? Maybe you feel so out of alignment because it's the wrong field. Maybe you were destined for something else. Dietetics isn't what you thought it was, or you weren't the person you thought you were. These are all thoughts that might race through your head, nudging you toward the exit door. And if you experience all of these things together, you feel underpaid, undervalued, and out of alignment and disconnected from your work, of course you're going to want to leave. You're probably feeling pretty miserable because you're probably experiencing burnout. Now, you're also experiencing other things, most likely. Moral injury, for one, which is really a whole episode on its own. But things like moral injury and these things that are tangential, going on a tangent. I know my words, guys, that are on like tangents to burnout, they can all lead to burnout. So ultimately, we wind up in this old familiar place. All roads lead to burnout, it seems, right? It's why it's such a major issue, because it's so multifactorial. It's impacted by so much, and it in turn impacts so much. So you're exhausted and disenchanted, maybe a little bitter and resentful and apathetic too. Before you leave, hear me out. Maybe leaving is right for you. Like I said, my job isn't to convince everyone to stay in dietetics. More than likely, the missing piece is clarity. Don't leave dietetics out of resentment and exasperation. Leave it with confidence and clarity. Leave it knowing that you've explored your options and you've done your soul searching and you know what you want in life and you know that dietetics doesn't help you get there. Dealing with this is never super clear cut. It's a messy process. Here's what I mean by that. First, let's talk about the burnout. Because if you're feeling apathetic and checked out and just done, it's going to be really hard to think critically about different solutions. So ideally, we want to help you recover a bit from burnout. What's the catch? What if recovering from burnout is impossible in your current environment? So then it becomes a case of the chicken or the egg. Do you address the burnout first and then hit up against a wall of all of the circumstances in your life that are contributing to the burnout that probably need to be changed or addressed? Or do you try to address all of the contributing factors, but you're so burnt out that you don't really have the capacity, energy, or motivation to think past, get me out of here? So in my experience, we have to at least get started with the burnout. Do what we can. And then when we hit a wall and we can't go further, we pivot and address something else. And then maybe we go back to the burnout later on, and so on. Like I said, it's messy. I don't teach linear processes to the dietitians I work with. I teach cyclical ones. Going back and revisiting, learning something new and coming back to it. Because hi, life isn't linear anyway. So you're feeling burnt out. We have to work on that first. Try to work within your circumstances to rest and recoup a bit, because if you're bone tired and fed up, we got to get you thinking more clearly first. That's why I hosted my masterclass last week on burnout itself. It's always step one. It's why it's really early on in my group program too. We're going to need to talk about self-care, and I don't mean like bubble baths and manicures and getting enough sleep. There are so many facets to self-care beyond that. We need connection with ourselves, boundaries with others. We need a lot of downtime, like more rest than we feel comfortable giving ourselves, guaranteed. Which means that we have to figure out how to do that, because chances are you can't take a year-long sabbatical to go chill on a beach and like find yourself, as nice as that would be. So we have to get creative to make it work where you're at. We also need to recognize the systems in place that helped influence this situation. I will talk about systems until I am blue in the face. You had to know that I was going to bring this up, right? We have to understand why dietitians are so underpaid and undervalued in the first place. And normally I do this work first thing in my work with dietitians, because we have to at least recognize that systemic influences are at play. But I'm saving it to now in this episode, because what you do about the systemic influences is more in the problem-solving realm, the making a decision phase of all of this. And you really need to be in a better place with your burnout before you start problem-solving and taking action. Exploring systemic influences
can help us recognize how much is within our control to change, what our options are, and whether or not the grass that we keep eyeing over in our nurse or PA neighbor's yard is really that much greener. I don't know that I have all the answers to this question definitively. There are theories about why dietitians get the short end of the stick in so many situations. There are some gender equality issues going on, for sure, and issues with insurance reimbursement and general cultural assumptions about nutrition knowledge, because everyone eats food, so therefore everyone's an expert, right? I gotta tell you, though, a lot of these systemic issues aren't unique to our field. And that's the thing. We have to figure out for ourselves, is this unique to dietetics? Will I be happier somewhere else? Or is it just going to be the same you-know-what in a different package? Because guess what? Justin runs a mechanic and auto body shop, and he has customers every day, including friends and family, who insist they know more about cars than he does, even though he went to school for it and has been working in his dad's shop since he was a teenager. And his dad has had that shop since like the 70s or 80s or something ridiculous like that. I'm pretty sure he started it when he was in high school. But no, the random guy off the street wants to pick a fight about work on his car because he watched some YouTube video or something. And then how many of us self-diagnose off of WebMD before we go to the doctor? Some level of self-advocacy is cool. I'm not opposed to it. But look, we live in a world where everyone knows what's best. Everyone is an expert. And I don't know that running away from dietetics is going to help you escape that. That's the crux of it all. Is the grass really greener? To figure that out, you have to figure out what the grass is made of. What exactly is important to you? Is it money? Prestige? Respect? Notoriety? Do you need to work certain hours? Do you want to earn enough money to support yourself and your family without it interfering with your ability to see your family and spend time with them? And to do this, to figure out what this grass is made of, to figure out what it is that you're really chasing, you have to know yourself and your values. You have to know what's important to you so that you can decide, what do I need to do to feel valued or paid fairly or connected to my work again? Maybe it's leaving the field. Maybe it's leaving the specific place where you work. I've had several clinical dietitians in particular, namely Stephanie Schwartz and Sarah Griffin. If you want to listen to their episodes, they have talked a lot about how different clinical environments can be and how sometimes it's a matter of finding the right fit for you. It's not all clinical is bad or all of dietetics is bad. It's the one place where you are is not a good fit for you. Or maybe it's switching to a different specialty or learning how to advocate for yourself and your pay more assertively. Maybe it's starting a passion project on the side, or maybe it's a million and one things. And yes, leaving dietetics is one of those million and one things, but you have invested so much money and so much time into this field to cut out so quickly. And what if you spend all of your time and energy running away from something without paying any attention to what you're running towards? And then you wind up still feeling as unfulfilled and as lost as ever. I see too many dietitians leaving because they don't have the support, because no one stopped to ask them what they're struggling with and what they value and what can be done to improve their level of fulfillment. We don't talk about forging a strong identity or challenging the systems that are contributing to all of this frustration in the first place, or how to care for ourselves in a system that conflicts with our moral compass and values. Our field has a lot of work to do. Absolutely. So does our society overall. And there are issues in every field. Running from this one doesn't guarantee that you'll find what you're looking for. Instead, what would it be like to get clear on what you're looking for first? Really clear. And really understand what's within your power to change and what isn't. And what's worth your time and effort and energy and what isn't. And then decide what's right for you. Like I said, I'm not here to convince anyone to be a dietitian. That's a personal decision, and only you can make that for yourself. I'm here to help guide you down that path of clarity and self-discovery so that you can learn the facts and feel confident in your decision and help you stop running away from what you don't want and start moving towards what you do. And if you want help with that, reach out. My brand new program starts this week, and it is designed to walk you through my intuitive process to help you recover from and prevent burnout, clarify your purpose and vision as a person, set boundaries, and build confidence so that you can stop running away from what you're fed up with and start moving towards what it is that you actually want. Now, I'll be honest, I'm recording this episode in July. I'm batching all of my content so that when I get back from my honeymoon in October, I'm not frazzled and overwhelmed with all of the things that have to get done right away. So at this moment that I'm recording this, I have no idea if I still have spots in this program this time around. I don't know. So I can't be like, I've got 2 spots left, hurry up. Or like, I'm all full, but stay tuned for my next launch, or something confident and definitive like that. So instead, I'm going to say this. If this resonates with you, if you want this support, if you want to give one last fighting chance to this field of dietetics before you write it off completely, check out my show notes, because those I will update with any links and information about availability. Or maybe I'll re-record this ending so that I can like really sound confident with my good old-fashioned sales pitch. But if not, this is me. And I'm ready to meet you where you're at and be real with you and show up authentically and imperfectly and help you do the same. That's it. That's what I've got for you. So to end today, to all those dietitians who are doubting their career decisions, I see you. You have valid reasons for feeling frustrated and fed up, and you deserve to be fulfilled by your career, whatever that looks like. You deserve to be happy.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Empowering Dietitians Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, there are 2 things that you can do that dramatically help to support the show. First, leave a quick rating and/or review on your podcast listening app of choice, which really helps new listeners find the show. Second, sharing this episode with a dietitian friend can also go a long way in spreading the anti-hustle message to dietitians far and wide. And speaking of supporting one another, even though I'm on maternity leave right now, that doesn't mean this podcast is your only way of receiving support. On my website, you can find a host of resources, from free workbooks and journals that will opt you into my monthly newsletter support, to a whole library of recorded courses and classes, many of which are approved for CEUs by the CDR. Check out everything I have to offer on my website at www.empoweringdietitians.com.